Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Chuck Martin back on the show. Chuck's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a best-selling author, speaker. He's a business strategist extraordinaire. He's also the CEO and the chairman of NFI Research, which is an organization that I rely on for a lot of outstanding research that he does. He's written so many books that you wouldn't believe it. Work Your Strengths, I think that's the brand new one. Also Smarts, also one of my favorites, which is Tough Management. Chuck Martin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, great to be here. It's been a while.
I know. It's good to have you back, as always. I don't know where you've been. We missed you.
I've been traveling a little bit, and I've been working on a book, which I just finished, which will be out in May.
I'm excited about it. I expect you to launch that book on the show. Tell the audience what it's about.
It's about basically the coming mobile revolution, which is sort of an unseen revolution. And I've got some research today that I can share with you that we did for the book, looking at small, medium, and large businesses.
Right.
And I think you'll be very interested in some of the small business information we found.
Well, my audience, they're rolling their eyes right now and throwing their head back and forth, Chuck, because they know where I'm going with this. I've been telling them for over a year now, a couple of years, actually, and in some ways, you could go back more than 10 years to tell them that mobile is your future. And one of the main reasons is because apps are sexier than websites, aren't they?
Well, they are.
Apps are sexier than browser pages.
Yeah, but that's kind of changing. The web browsers are getting a lot better, which is called WAP, Wireless Application Protocol, which doesn't really just means mobile web. But what's happening is it depends on what kind of businesses your listeners have. The apps market can only be used by 30% of phones, because only 30% of phones in the United States are smartphones. And that being said, by the end of this year, that number will be 50%.
Right.
Which poses really an interesting challenge, because that means that half the market will be able to use apps and half won't. So what your businesses are going to have to determine is who is their customer, what are their customers doing, and one of the big mistakes that companies make is they make decisions on what to do in mobile based on what they personally do as opposed to what their customers do.
I want to talk about the execution of this in the next segment. First, I want to talk about why mobile is such a big deal, because over 10 years ago, Chuck, I started telling people, if you want to see technological convergence happening in front of your eyes, go to a mobile store and watch their product stack, you know, watch their product array. Technological convergence in front of your very eyes. I've been telling people, Chuck, that customers are increasingly going to want you to follow them home. They're not going to come to you to see you as often as they used to. They're going to say, okay, I've been to your website, follow me home. Increasingly, Chuck, as you know, their home is in their hand now.
Oh, absolutely.
And so this, regardless of what percentage of people have smartphones, the fact is that it's the future. And here's something else, Chuck. You and I both know that more and more earthlings will have smartphones who have never had a computer.
That's right.
I'm trying to build a case. I'm trying to get it in small business owners' heads, folks. This is think of it almost like a demographic wave. I mean, this is huge, and it's your future, isn't it?
Well, what's interesting is, from a demographic standpoint, not only is the smartphone changing the dynamics, it's which phone. Because it turns out, and we have a lot of research in the book on this, that the users of Android operating system phones versus the users of, say, iPhones versus the users of BlackBerry, they actually have different behavior in terms of what they do with their phones.
Right.
So if a company's customers primarily have, say, iPhones, they can know that those customers are likely to be significantly more active on using apps and using a lot of the features of the phone, as opposed to customers, if they're a large customer set has BlackBerries, that's totally different as well.
So, folks, the thing is that what you're getting from Chuck is this is going to be – this is a discipline that you're going to have to get good at. You're going to have to – if you don't know this stuff, you're going to have to hire it done. You're going to have to find out about it because remember this, folks. You've heard me say this before. Your website is increasingly a distribution center and decreasingly a destination. We're going to be right back with Chuck Martin. He and I, we're going to get him to give us – I'm going to let him just run wild with all his very important stats that he's learned in this researching mobile right after these messages. Tweetail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.